Kinship Radio reminding us there of the message of Christmas.
He went to look, but he didn't buy.
What?
Yeah, so Corbin, he's my 15-year-old, and he loves this thing called Bionicle. It's like a Lego-adjacent storyline. There are books, there are robots, there are kits you can buy to build the robots, but it's kind of discontinued. So there's a store in town that occasionally gets these discontinued items. And we were there looking for some other little minifigures, and like, Obadiah's like, there's Bionicle, we need to call Corbin. So I'm like messaging Corbin. He's like, I'll come. So we went and got him. He came and he looked at everything. He's like, oh yeah, they've got the first generation of it. He was very excited. And then he looked sad for a second, said, well, let's go home. I'm like, you're not going to buy any? He's like, no, I can't. I have all my money wrapped up in Christmas presents. All my Christmas presents is where all my money's going. So I can't get any of this right now. I'm like, oh, you can't get, he loves this stuff. The very fact that he was able to be like, nope, my money, because we have no rules that he has to buy Christmas presents. Not all of our kids buy Christmas presents for each other, but he has a rule, and he's buying presents for everybody.
Aww.
He's truly grasped the concept. It's better to give than receive. This is Kinship Radio.